And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going well. And joining us in from the Coffeyville Public Library, we have Lois Hendricks. And Lois, good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Well, you got the newsletter there for all of the monthly announcements. So what do we have on the docket for today?
All right. I have a lot of things to tell everyone. I wanted to remind everyone that we did receive an ARPA grant, and we received $2,320, and our operation support plan will allow us to better serve our community during these difficult times. And these funds will be used to purchase new laptops, tablets, AWE stations, and a 3-in-1 printer for the front desk. And this is also going to help provide access to telehealth and to further assist patrons working from home or learning remotely. This project is made possible by the State Library of Kansas and the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Stay tuned for updates on our social media. And again, I want to thank everyone who participated in our 2021 summer reading program. All patrons that joined were welcome to come to the library for prizes. The winners have been contacted and the grand prizes have been awarded. A big thank you goes out to the businesses that helped make our summer reading possible. Thank you to Sonic, S-E-K-L-S, Coast to Coast, Wichita Art Museum, and the Tanganyika Wildlife Park in Goddard, Kansas. I did want to say that again that Corey has left the library after being here 5 years, and we're excited to announce Pamela has taken on the interlibrary librarian position. And I have something exciting to say about our genealogy department. We have a new microfilm reader thanks to part of the Tovey donation to our library. The microfilm reader has the ability to print excellent black and white copies. Every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 3, the genealogy workers are available to help you. Our resources are widely known as being exceptional. Requests from all over the United States have been helped by our team. If you have a genealogy request, please call us at 620-251-1370, and we will take your information and turn it over to our workers. Now, the end of September activities. Today, the 16th, we have virtual KidCraft, how to make a leaf print clay dish. And Tuesday, the 21st, we'll have a virtual toddler craft thumbprint fall tree. Then Wednesday, the 22nd, another virtual story time, The Little Yellow Leaf. And on the 23rd, which is Thursday, a virtual adult craft do-it-yourself fall wreath. And in October, the 5th, we're going to have a toddler craft. All of these are virtual due to the COVID. And it is a leaf suncatcher craft. Then on the 6th, there is a story time to be announced. It'll be a surprise. And then on the 7th, there's going to be the story of the old lady who swallowed some leaves. And also on the teen craft on the 7th is the Halloween tie-dye craft. On the 13th is the Itsy Bitsy Spider song and finger play. And the Very Busy Spider is the book. On the 14th, we'll have a kid craft pumpkin carving. On the 19th, toddler craft pumpkin face craft. And then on the 20th, the story time is The Legend of Spookly, the Square Pumpkin. And on the 21st, we'll have a mason jar lid pumpkin. All of these are virtual, and you can go to Facebook and see them. Let's see here. All right. We do have an employment opportunity. We are hiring a full-time young adult librarian assistant position. This position requires an application, cover letter, and resume, go to our website for more details. And I think that about wraps it up today.
All right, Lois. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today, letting us know about what is going on over at the library. And we will talk to you again next month.
All right. See you then.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in Southeast Kansas.